Shatashaya Bhutale Silate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namene Sati Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Vasatya Deshatarine Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sila Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Gaura Nithai Jaya Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Jaya Gaura Nithai Jaya Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkanath, Rukmini Dwarkanath. Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe. Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra. Nitai Gaur Haribo, 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 Haribo. Nitai Gaur Haribo, Haribo, Jai Shri Shri Gaura Nithai Rukmini Jagadish Jagannath Bhade Subhadra Prabhupada Ki Shri Prabhupada Ki Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. So someone can get the Bhagavad Gita.
Translation. And yet, everything that is created does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Although I am the maintainer of all living entities, and although I am everywhere, I am not a part of this cosmic manifestation, for myself is the very source of creation. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.E.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The Lord says that everything is resting on Him. Matstani Sarva Bhutani. This should not be misunderstood. The Lord is not directly concerned with the maintenance and sustenance of this material manifestation. Sometimes we see a picture of Atlas holding a globe on his shoulders. He seems to be very tired holding this great earthly planet. Such an image should not be entertained in connection with Krishna's upholding this created universe. He says that although everything is resting on him, he is aloof. The planetary systems are floating in space, and this space is the energy of the Supreme Lord. But he is different from space. He is differently situated. Therefore, the Lord says, although they are situated on my inconceivable energy, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I am aloof from them. This is the inconceivable opulence of the Lord. In the Nirukti Vedic Dictionary, it is said, Yujate nena durkateisu karyesu. The Supreme Lord is performing inconceivable, wonderful pastimes, displaying His energy. His person is full of different potent energies, and His determination is itself actual fact. In this way, the Personality of Godhead is to be understood. We may think of doing something, but there are so many impediments, and sometimes it is not possible to do as we like. But when Krishna wants to do something, simply by His willing, everything is performed so perfectly that one cannot imagine how it is being done. The Lord explains this fact. Although He is the maintainer and sustainer of the entire material manifestation, He does not touch this material manifestation. Simply by His supreme will, everything is created, everything is sustained, everything is maintained, and everything is annihilated. There is no difference between His mind and Himself, as there is a difference between ourselves and our present material mind. Because He is absolute spirit. Simultaneously, the Lord is present in everything. Yet the common man cannot understand how He is also present personally. He is different from this material manifestation, yet everything is resting on Him. This is explained here as Yogam Aishwaram, the mystic power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Once again, the translation, text 5, chapter 9, the most confidential knowledge. And yet, everything that is created does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Although I am the maintainer of all living entities, and although I am everywhere, I am not a part of this cosmic manifestation. For myself is the very source of creation.
Hare Krishna. Is there a question? So, in this verse, Krishna says, He is the source of the whole material creation. At the same time, He has not anything to do directly. He's not part of it. So, somehow, everything is going on. But suddenly, He desires it, and His various energies, they execute His will. It says that Durga, in the Rama Sanhita, she does Shristi, Stiti, and Hraya, Sadhana, according to the will of the Lord. So, this whole material creation is running because of His sweet will. At the same time, it's not that He is a part of the creation, or he is independent of the material creation. So this is truly something where we have no experience, because in the material world, if you're the source of something, you're also needed to run into. To be there, but He can be the source and the aloof. How things are going. So that it says, His offense. Lord Chaitanya. He taught Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. Achintya Veda Aveda. So, different and not different. How that's possible is inconceivable. Achintya means you cannot think of it. So simultaneously, things are one or non-different from the Lord. At the same time, they are different. So the Lord is always separate. He's always aloof. He's always different. At the same time, nothing is completely non-different from the Lord, because everything is created by His will. So, like He mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, that the Maya is also his energy, his Daita Prakriti, his divine energy. At the same time, it's very difficult to overcome. But when you overcome, that if someone surrenders to me, then I cross them over this illusion. So, the whole principle of Bhakti Yoga is we understand that Krishna, if he wants, he can take us and cross us over the material creation. So, the process of bhakti is basically to fix our mind on the personality of Godhead and to take shelter of his lotus feet. And by doing so, we are crossed over this illusion. Now, if you don't take shelter of Krishna, then it's very difficult to cross over this illusion. The illusion will always try to allure us and make us think that, oh, we'll be healthy if we are under Maya. So, if we want to cross over the illusion, we need to take shelter of Krishna. So this is the secret of Bhakti Yoga, that we should take shelter of Krishna. He'll cross us over the Maya, or the illusory energy. So Lord Chaitanya, he taught that we should all take shelter of Krishna. If we take shelter of Krishna, then we can easily cross over the illusion. So he was encouraging that everyone should take shelter of Krishna. Akala Isha Krishna Arshad Vritta. That everyone, only one Lord is there. We know him by the Sanskrit name, Krishna. Everyone else is his servitor. Now, people don't understand. Like when we say Krishna, they say, well, you're worshiping a different God than the Christians or the Jews or the Muslims. But we're worshiping only one God. There's only one Supreme Lord. And we are also worshiping Him. Now, when the Bhagavad Gita was spoken, its references to Krishna, to the material energy, are applicable. The word Krishna is a Sanskrit word. Otherwise, like God is English, like that they have so many words in Spanish, they say Dios, and in Hindi they say Ishvara, and in Sanskrit they may say Param Ishvara, or Krishna. Krishna is the all-attractive, the all-attractive Lord, the reservoir of all happiness. So who is the source of everyone's happiness other than the Supreme Lord? So this is a very interesting verse because it says Krishna is the source of everything. He creates the material world. At the same time, he is aloof. He is separate. It's not that he's affected by the material world. Rather, it's if he wants, he can take interest. Usually he doesn't take any interest except his spirit devotees. Now, Krishna, he allows the material world to go on in his own way, according to the laws of karma, according to the sattva, raja, and tama, the goodness, passion, and ignorance. These are the modes of nature. So, Krishna lets things go on. However, if someone is his devotee, then he may take some personal interest. Because the devotee is depending on Krishna, so Krishna reciprocates and he provides protection and shelter for his devotee. So, Lord Chaitanya, therefore, he had requested all his followers to worship Krishna. Krishna means the original personality of Godhead. There are many forms of the Lord. One can also worship the Lord in his different forms, but the original form is more powerful. The original form is Krishna himself. When Lord Chaitanya came back after performing the a death anniversary pujas to Vishnu in Gaya, he at that time he met with Ishwar Puri Maharaj, and he took the initiation from Ishwar Puri. So he was duly initiated as a Vaishnava. Ishwar Puri was the disciple of Maharendra Puri, who was in the line of Madhva Acharya. So, technically, Lord Chaitanya took his first initiation from the Madhva line. His first and second, he took the sannyas, which is less of a, what shall we say, is less important. Is more of a kind of a ritual. He took that from what's his name? Jesus Bharati Maharaj. So, we're celebrating the 500th anniversary of Lord Chaitanya's taking sannyas. However, although he took the sannyas from someone from the Shankaracharya school, he took initiation from the Madhva line, so that's considered to be more important. At the same time, the fact that he took the sannyas from a Shankara school, that gave him some inroad to serve and to preach the Shankaracharya sannyasis, to preach to them. Because he had taken a sannyas in their life. At that time in North India, it was very difficult to find any any sannyasis in the Vaishnava tradition. So, Steve Sannyas, he had a trip from Keshav Bharati. Now, Keshav Bharati was also a devotee, but he had taken sannyas from the Shankaracharya school. So, this gave Lord Chaitanya a chance to preach to the sannyasis at Benares. And there he was able to bring them over to the Vaishnava point of view. So, like this, Lord Chaitanya, he was very special. Now, sometimes the Lord, he comes down as an avatar, meaning he descends with his full potency into this material world. It's not like the movie Avatar. Avatar is actually means the Lord who descends from the spiritual world. He is eternal. He comes from the spiritual world. So, they have used the stolenness word and used it to describe something much different. In any case, these words are very much used today in common addressing avatars, also the some other Sanskrit terms are used I'm trying to think of some example. I thought of one, but it slipped from my mind. So, this part. This descent of Lord Krishna from the spiritual world. He can descend whenever he wants. Like Prabhupada's example, say the governor of the state wants to see a prison house. Who's going to stop him? He can see any prison under his state that he wants. Now, if he wants, he can also pardon people. He can set them free. All these powers are given to the governor. Sometimes someone is sentenced to death or penalty, and they appeal it to the governor that their case could be heard, and their case may be decided by the governor to make their punishment a life imprisonment or something rather than a death penalty. So, just like the governor has that power, a Krishna, he has a power. He descends, he can set anyone free. He can alter himself. He can do anything he wants because he's the source of the material world. Now, he doesn't usually get involved in the material world. However, if he is requested by the devas or some universal manners or like if the case, like in the case of Prahlad Maharaj, he was being tortured by his father. So our Krishna king, in his form as Narasinghadev, half man and half lion. And he came and he was able to protect his devotee Prahlad. And he also killed a child abuser, Hiranyakashipu. So this is possible for Krishna to do at any time. So like that, although Krishna is not, he is not involved in like day-to-day management of the material affairs, he is a source of material energy. He can appear as avatar, or he can appear any way he wants to please his devotees, to save the devotees from some discrimination. So, at the same time, it's not the whole material world is going on, but based on the law of karma, based on certain principles that Krishna established. And therefore, he doesn't have to get involved. He only gets involved for his devotees. Now, other people, he doesn't bother. Now, some may be according to their karma, that's something. If he wants, he can allow even the misuse of justice. In Kali Yuga, this is very common. So someone thinks, why this is allowed to happen? Why if people are suffering so much in Kali Yuga? This is because our Krishna doesn't directly involve. He lets the people who are in power use or misuse their powers the way they see. Now they have to take the reaction for that. So, like this, in the material world, the things are going on. Krishna, he does not personally micromanage, but if he wants, he can intervene. He can save his devotee. He can do anything he wants. And normally he doesn't get involved. But sometimes the devotee requests our Krishna, so he gets involved. In the case of a devotee in Mayapur, he was a small boy. He was diagnosed to have cancer. They had the picture, x-ray, where they showed the x-ray or MRI or whatever. They showed the tumor. So the doctor was going to operate on him and take out the tumor and give him some therapy. Now, the mother, she said, I don't want to go. I want to pray to Krishna. Whatever Krishna does, it's really good. I depend on Krishna. So she was praying to Krishna to please save her son. Her son was a devotee. Now the doctor, he went in to operate. He had a picture of the tumor of the son. So he was there operating. But he found no tumor. The boy was completely healthy. So he came out and operating him. What is this? What is this? What is this? I must see the council of surgeons in London. How is it possible? Here the picture shows that there's a tumor. I operate. There's no tumor. How is it possible? How did this happen? And he was like scratching his head. He walked off. And all the devotees, they thought, Ajay the one, Sri Krishna ki. So, there's a different cases like this, where somehow it seemed that the Lord intervened. Now, we started the 24-hour kirtan when this boy was sick. So, when he got cured, we continued the 24-hour kirtan. So, at the we have two kirtans, one in the temple and one in the Bhajan Kutya of Sri Prabhupada, where he stayed when there was nothing in Ayurveda but the grass hut. So there we also do around the clock chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the temple, they chant Hare Krishna, Sri Krishna Tanya, any type of kirtan, lectures. But as soon as the lecture is over, these devotees should kick in and start to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya, he comes, especially in the Kali Yuga. Now, in the Kali Yuga, it says the Lord does not come as he doesn't proclaim himself to the public, to the avatar, to the incarnation of Godhead. Well, in the previous Yugas, like Krishna, In front of everyone, he lifted the Govardhan Hill. Now, lifting a mountain 26 miles or kilometers in width is not a small task. And so like that, Krishna, he did many miracles which ordinary souls cannot do. It said there are three evidence to an incarnation of Godhead. One, he should be predicted in the Shastra. Two, he should match up with the prediction. And three, he should do some things which ordinary souls cannot do. So Lord Chaitanya, he was able to get the animals to dance, and he got people in huge numbers, thousands and thousands of people to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Now, Sita didn't know that Lord Chaitanya was Krishna. They thought, well, he's an exceptional boy. He's a good pundit. He's not a pundit. But Krishna, that thought didn't come in his mind. Because Krishna comes once in a day of Brahma, and otherwise by different Vishnu avatars come. However, Krishna, it was predicted that he would come in the form of Krishna, in the form of Lord Chaitanya, in the Kali Yuga. We are very fortunate that we got opportunity to be part of the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya, and we got to participate in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan Yoga. When Lord Chaitanya was Nimai Pandit, he used to walk through the town and feel it in their heart. They feel very attracted to him. As a Brahmana, they shower him with donations. The ground nigger would give a flower garland. The dhoti children would give him a dhoti. Like this, as he walked, he was getting a different articles donated to him. Now, there was one fortune teller. He was an astrologer. So he said, "You come here, I'll read your hand, and I'll tell you what you were in your previous life." So he looked at Lord Shiva's hand, and one after another he saw Krishna, Rama, Matsya, Kurma, Raha, Narasimha. What's going on here? Why am I seeing all these elephants? And Lord Chaitanya asked him, "Well, was it you see? What was I in my previous life?" So he said, "Well, I'm having a difficulty seeing. I'll come back tomorrow." And he left. And he couldn't figure out why Lord Chaitanya, when he looked at what his previous life, he got so many pictures of avatars from previous yugas. Because he didn't understand the Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. Now he came in different forms in order to give the mercy. Jai Gaurinitai ki Parfani Rakari ki Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki. So we have the great opportunity to worship Lord Chaitanya, to be part of his Sankirtan movement. Although he had nothing to do with the material world, directly, he is a source. But this Kali Yuga is not a good time in the material calculation. However, if one chants Hare Krishna, and if one engages in devotional service to Lord Chaitanya, then this yoga is very, very wonderful, because in one short life of 100 years, one can go back home to God. Hare Krishna. So we would like to request everyone to please make an effort to get their home back to Godhead, to serve Krishna in this lifetime. See, when Ramana, I curse Lord Chaitanya. I curse you to never have any material happiness. This is my curse. And he ripped his Ramana. But Lord Chaitanya, instead of being unhealthy, oh no, he cursed me never to be healthy. Rather, to the contrary, he felt very blissful. Hello, hello. I got a blessing. I don't want material happiness. I want your spiritual bliss. Now, the material happiness, even the pigs and the dogs, they're having. But it's saying that Arishadevi taught his children that if you get transcendental happiness, Rava Sokyam Tranantam, it's unlimited. So, Lord Chaitanya, he wanted the unlimited happiness. Now, I think that we should all want the unlimited happiness. Who amongst you would like to have unlimited happiness? You don't want unlimited happiness? Lord Chaitanya is offering us. Lord Nityananda, he is offering unlimited happiness. Unlimited. He called it as Nirit Sukha. That means unadulterated happiness. In the material world, all the happiness is adulterated with pain. I have one disciple. She doesn't want to have children because she heard that if you had children, it's painful. So it's true that it's painful to have a child, either a C-section or a natural birth at the same time. It also is happiness to have a child. So like this, every happiness has also is a part of it is some suffering. One of the grihasthas in Mayapur, he told me that his wife and children all had some kind of pox, chicken pox or something, so therefore they couldn't come. He said, this is the grihastha life. We have to take care of our sick, our relatives, our sick family members. So, in the material happiness, there's some happiness, there's also something. But Lord Chaitanya, our Lord Nityananda, they're giving us unadulterated pure happiness. So, the devotees, they know the material happiness as sukha dukkha. It sometimes gives happiness, sometimes gives distress. So they tolerate. This is the material life. But they develop a higher taste of spiritual bliss, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, these beautiful deities have appeared here just to attract the minds of the American people. The Rukmini and Dwarkadish deity are so attractive. Prabhupada said that they will attract the minds of the young people of the West. So, We want to be attracted. So the pujaris, the drashta deities. Now, during the day they were their deities, and night time they were night deities. It's a great blessing that we have, that we can worship them, we can get darshan. So, not everyone takes advantage of the mercy that the deities are giving. Some are taking, some are singing and dancing before the deities. I want to also dance before the deity, but maybe one day I'll be able to walk and dance for Krishna again. Right now I don't have a full balance. And my speech is difficult because half of my face is paralyzed. So I'm taking some therapies to improve these things. These are things we take for granted. Walking, dancing. Now those who are able to dance, they should dance for the Lord. And here we have some devotees. They are very nice dancers. So they can dance for Krishna during the arati. They can sing Hare Krishna during the arati. So in this way, they can make their best use of their physical body. Like Prabhupada used to ask people, who likes to sing? So someone raised their hand. Who likes to dance? Who likes to feast? So this is our process. Singing, dancing, and feasting. Elisha, is eating important? He's a cook, he tells me. Eating is important. So, a little also, hearing some philosophy is also recommended. So, the process of Bhakti Yoga is not very difficult. Singing, dancing, feasting. This was Lord Chaitanya's process. Especially he would play his followers would play the mandanga and kartals, and you dance. So like that, we can take advantage of Lord Chaitanya's mercy by singing, dancing, and feasting on Krishna prasad. And we can also do some practical work to uplift the fallen souls. Our devotees were in Northern California, distributing books, and now they're attending some, over the weekend, some musical festival, about 2 hours drive from here. So they're constantly engaging in book distribution. They're trying to reach the fallen souls. Vrindavan Leela Devi Dasi, she's telling me some of the Leelas of Sankirtan. So Lord Chaitanya said, in the Chaitanya Bhagavata, it said that Vrindavan Das Thakur, Ajyatiha Leela, Hori Gaurai, Kono Kono Bhagavan, Diki Vare Thai. That someone is a very great fortunate person. He's able to see the pastime of Lord Chaitanya going on even today. So even now, to the Sankirtan movement, our Lord Chaitanya's Leela, his pastime is going on. So, Gauranga! 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 Are there any questions? Our comments for, you know, in this senior leisure. Any question? On the internet? Those who are watching the internet, you can ask a question. I don't know how, but I told us away by telling them. Yes, sir. I was curious, where was that quotation given? Because the Prabhupada repeatedly said that for 10,000 years, our Lord Chaitanya's movement would be there. But where does it say that? Then he found in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, in the Kanda 125, there's a Leela. All the sacred rivers came to Krishna in Dwarka, and they said, we see that people are becoming more materialistic. So we want to go back with you. We understand that you're soon going to leave this universe. We want to go back with you. And Krishna smiled at them and told them, you wait 5,000 years. And I'm going to send our son, a devotee, who spread this movement around the world. And then, after 5,000 years, this movement will stay for 10,000 years. Now, after that, he becomes a very degraded and very dark Kali. So, if you calculate 500 years, or rather 5,000 years, you get around the time of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Now, it seems that, and He's the one who brought this message to the Western world. So, from now, I give or take, he's been gone how long? Maybe 30 years. So, this is just the beginning of the 10,000 years. Just the beginning. Now, in this, you find most of the acharyas, how they pray that they can be born as devotees. Now, we know from the Bhagavad Gita that there's also the option that one can take birth in the heavenly planets. But if you're born as an angel or a deva in the heavenly planets, you'll live there hundreds of thousands of years. You'll miss the 10,000 window. Our Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. So, the acharyas, they say, if they're not qualified, go back right away. Then, please, let me be born immediately as a child of a devotee. So, this is a significant a teaching that we have a 10,000 window. We don't want to lose that. If we go to the heavenly planets, we'll lose it. if you're not able to finish in this lifetime. So where do you want to be born? You want to be born as a member of the Lord Chaitanya's a family, somewhere in the, as a son or daughter of his devotees. So like that. So we would say that as your question whether this calamities that are going on, whether the calamities are connected. A prophet said there'll be some kind of material calamity, world war or something. Maybe it's the global warming, or maybe it's something else, but whatever it is, that people will realize that this material so-called progress does not really solve their problems, that they need to take shelter of Krishna. So that's the good side of this planet. It's in the middle. It's one of the seventh level of planets out of the 14. So the heavenly planets, they have too much happiness. And the other planets, they have too much suffering. So the heavenly planets, they're not able to focus much on because they're so happy. And the hellish planets are so much materialism and suffering. They're not able to focus. So you have a mix. A little happiness, a little suffering, some suffering. So that mix will be there. Maybe sometimes more suffering, sometimes more happiness. But some mix. Even in the midst of the suffering, someone is happy. Like now is the economic recession in the world. But some people are making money. Some people still have. Some others are losing their house. I hear at the place where I do the therapy, they have a radio show, I know, on FM radio. They're always announcing, you can save yourself from all your debts, simply take the path of bankruptcy. You can keep your house, you can keep your car. They're advertising. Americans who are suffering economic down, become a bankrupt is the deal. I mean, so somehow people want to be happy. But we should know that in this material world, there's no pure happiness. There's always this mix. So what we want to do is give people a higher taste. Let them chant Hare Krishna. Let them experience the bliss of serving Krishna. And in this way, they can make their life a success. So to do that, a little suffering is good. We don't particularly want anyone to suffer, but in one sense, it keeps us on our toes, that we don't have forever to stay in the material world. Everyone is going to die, either one way or another. So how we can be Krishna conscious in this world, that is the secret of our success. Any question? Okay. From? says that if you want to develop better qualities, then you associate with someone who you are finding have a real compassion. You associate, you serve as pure devotee. Now, and somehow the pure devotees, they have compassion for the conditioned souls. They would like them to be free from the suffering. They see how, just like Prabhupada, he landed in Boston. The first day, he analyzed, these people are in the modes of passion and ignorance, but they are very proud of it. They're suffering, but they don't realize they're suffering. So, like that, he analyzed, he diagnosed, you can say, what is their problem. And then he wanted to give them relief by giving them the Krishna Conscious Movement. He said in the future, the people of this world will think that the Krishna Conscious Movement has saved us. It has saved the world. So, we would hope that by serving devotees who have compassion, he would develop compassion. If you want to offer your close-up prayers to Deity, you got to 8:30 to do it, and then close the door. Okay, please. We have some Mahaprasad. Oh, you don't have much. First time, first serve. Is all the one? Maybe I'll have to break it in half.